Welcome to Zichu Daf Siman. Remember by Ram Golder and Tirmas Sechus Vachim Daf Kuftes Vav, the 14th parak Paras Chatas. So the three topics we're going to focus on. Number one, on the previous daf, Rav Huna asserted that there cannot be a carbon which is invalid when shechted lishmo, but is valid when shechted lishmo. The Gemara objects that there is such a carbon, right? Pesach Mashar Yomos Hashana. But there's the case of a carbon Pesach during the other days of the year, meaning before Erev Pesach, which is not valid if it was shechted lishmo as a Pesach, but is valid if it was shechted shlo lishmo. The Gemara answers Pesach Mashar Yomos Hashana Shlamim. A Pesach during the other days of the year is considered a Shlamim. Since it's considered a Shlamim, then it's thus valid when shechted lishmo, meaning as a Shlamim. Point number two, Rav Huna Bar Kadina was once sitting before Rav Chista, who read the pasuk Vishlach es Na'ar ben Yisrael, and he sent the youths of the children of Yisrael, explaining it to refer to the firstborn. Rav Huna told him that Rabbi Asi said, Upasku, and they ceased thereafter. After this final avoda, the Bechoros, the Kohanim would perform it from then on. Rav Chista challenged him from a Braisa teaching that until the Mishkan was erected, Bamus were permitted and Avodah was performed by Bechoros. All kosher animals could be sacrificed, including chayos, wild animals, males and females, and balimumin, blemish animals, all of which were brought as olos, and they required hepshet and nituach. The Gemara answers that Tanai debate who performed Avodah between the giving of the Torah and the Mishkan's erection. The pasuk says, "V'gam haKohanim nigashim al Hashem yiskadashu," and also the Kohanim who came close to Hashem should prepare themselves, meaning keep their distance from the mountain like all Jews. Rabbi Yishuv ben Karcha says, "Zo prishas b'choros." This refers to the separating from the mountain of the firstborns who performed avodah then. Rabbi says it refers to Nadav and Avihu, meaning the Kohanim who performed avodah from then on. And point number three, when Aaron's sons died, Moshe Rabbeinu told them, "Hu asher diber Hashem leimor b'krovai ekadesh." This is what Hashem spoke, saying, "I'll be sanctified by those nearest me." This can refer to the warning before to keep a distance from the mountain, or that Hashem foretold of their deaths when he told Moshe, "I will set my meeting place there in the Mishkan with the children of Yisrael, v'nikdash b'kvodi, and it will be sanctified through my honor." Don't read it as b'kvodi, rather as b'mukhubodai, through my honored ones. Moshe didn't understand the statement until Aaron's sons died, at which time he said, "Aaron achi lo mesu banecha el hakdi shmo shel kadosh baruch hu." My brother Aaron, your sons did not die except to sanctify Hashem's name by demonstrating how Hashem punishes those closest to him for relatively small misdeeds. When Aaron heard this, he was silent and he was rewarded for it. Similar messages are darshan from Tehillim and Mishlei. Rabbi Yochanan quoted the pasuk, "Nor elokim mikdashecha," you are awesome Hashem from your sanctuaries. He said, don't read it as mikdashecha, rather as memukudashecha, from your sanctified ones, meaning b'shan she'osek kadosh baruch hu din b'kdoshav, when Hashem executes judgment against His holy ones, misiare u'misale u'misalel, He becomes feared and exalted and praised. So once again, the 3 points are number one on the previous daf. Rav Huna asserted that there cannot be a carbon which is invalid when shechted lishmo, but is valid when shechted lo lishmo. The Gemara objects that there is such a carbon, right? Pesach Mashar Yomos Hashana. But there's the case of a carbon Pesach during the other days of the year, meaning before Erev Pesach, which is not valid if it was shechted lishmo as a Pesach, but is valid if it was shechted shlo lishmo. The Gemara answers Pesach Mashar Yomos Hashana Shlamim. A Pesach during the other days of the year is considered a Shlamim. Since it's considered a Shlamim, then it's thus valid when shechted lishmo, meaning as a Shlamim. Point number two, Rav Huna Bar Kadina was once sitting before Rav Chista, who read the pasuk Vishlach es Na'ar ben Yisrael, and he sent the youths of the children of Yisrael, explaining it to refer to the firstborn. Rav Huna told him that Rabbi Asi said, Upasku, and they ceased thereafter. After this final avoda, the Bechoros, the Kohanim would perform it from then on. Rav Chista challenged him from a Braisa teaching that until the Mishkan was erected, Bamus were permitted and Avodah was performed by Bechoros. All kosher animals could be sacrificed, including chayos, wild animals, males and females, and balimumin, blemish animals, all of which were brought as olos, and they required hepshet and nituach. The Gemara answers that Tanai debate who performed Avodah between the giving of the Torah and the Mishkan's erection. The pasuk says, "V'gam haKohanim nigashim al Hashem yiskadashu," and also the Kohanim who came close to Hashem should prepare themselves, meaning keep their distance from the mountain like all Jews. Rabbi Yishuv ben Karcha says, "Zo prishas b'choros." This refers to the separating from the mountain of the firstborns who performed avodah then. Rabbi says it refers to Nadav and Avihu, meaning the Kohanim who performed avodah from then on. And point number three, when Aaron's sons died, Moshe Rabbeinu told them, "Hu asher diber Hashem leimor b'krovai ekadesh." This is what Hashem spoke, saying, "I'll be sanctified by those nearest me." This can refer to the warning before to keep a distance from the mountain, or that Hashem foretold of their deaths when he told Moshe, I will set my meeting place there in the Mishkan with the children of Yisrael, v'nikdash b'kvodi, and it will be sanctified through my honor. Don't read it as b'kvodi, rather as b'mukhubodai, through my honored ones. Moshe didn't understand the statement until Aaron's sons died, at which time he said, Aaron achi lo mesu banecha el hakdi shmo shel kadosh baruch hu. My brother Aaron, your sons did not die except to sanctify Hashem's name by demonstrating how Hashem punishes those closest to him for relatively small misdeeds. When Aaron heard this, he was silent and he was rewarded for it. Similar messages are darshan from Tehillim and Mishlei. Rabbi Yochanan quoted the pasuk, Nor elokim mikdashecha, you are awesome Hashem from your sanctuaries. He said, don't read it as mikdashecha, rather as memukudashecha, from your sanctified ones, meaning b'shah she'osek kadosh baruch hu din b'kdoshav, when Hashem executes judgment against His holy ones, misiare u'misale u'mishalel, He becomes feared and exalted and praised. All right, so now we go to Siman Daf Kuf Tes Vav, and a standard Siman is Ketores. So here goes. The thick smoke from Ketores that blinded a Kohen, resulting in his confusing a Pesach for a Shlamim, which was valid as a Shlamim, came from the Ketores that Bechoros, who no longer did the Avoda, were burning, to honor two young Kohanim who died to sanctify Shem's name. Pencil motion. The thick smoke from Ketores, that must mean we're on Daf Kuf Tes Vav. The thick smoke from Ketores that blinded a Kohen, resulting in his confusing a Pesach for a Shlamim, which was valid as a Shlamim, which reminds us, on the previous daf, Rav Huna asserted that there cannot be a carbon which is invalid when shechted lishmo, but is valid when shechted lo lishmo. The Gemara objects that there is such a carbon, v'ray Pesach b'shar yomos Hashana, but there's the case of a carbon Pesach during the other days of the year, meaning before Erev Pesach, which is not valid if it was shechted lishmo as a Pesach, but is valid if it was shechted shlo lishmo. The Gemara answers a Pesach during the other days of the year is considered a Shlamim. So the thick smoke from Ketores that blinded a Kohen, resulting in his confusing a Pesach for a Shlamim, which was valid as a Shlamim, came from the Ketores that Bechoros, who no longer did the Avoda, were burning, which reminds us, the Gemara discusses, when was the Avoda taken from the Bechoros and given to the Kohanim? So the thick smoke from Ketores that blinded the Kohen, resulting in his confusing a Pesach for a Shlamim, which was valid as a Shlamim, came from the Ketores that Bechoros, who no longer did the Avoda, were burning, to honor two young Kohanim who died to sanctify Hashem's name. Which reminds us, when Aaron's sons died, Moshe Rabbeinu told them, "Hu asher diber Hashem lemor b'krovai kadesh." This is what Hashem spoke, saying, "I'll be sanctified by those nearest me." This can refer to the previous warning to keep a distance from the mountain, or that Hashem foretold of their deaths when he told Moshe, "I will set my meeting place there in the Mishkan with the children of Yisrael, v'nikdash b'kvodi, and it will be sanctified through my honor." Don't read it as bikvodi, rather as bimukubodai, through my honored ones. So once again, the thick smoke from Ketores that blinded a Kohen, resulting in his confusing a Pesach for a Shlamim, which was valid as a Shlamim, came from the Ketores of Bechoros, who no longer did the Avoda, were burning, to honor two young Kohanim who died to sanctify Hashem's name. All right, so now it's time for four blah bach Hazara. Daf Kuf Yudolf. So the Siman Daf Kuf Yudolf is a kayak. So here goes. The man in a kayak, that must be around Daf Kuf Yud Aleph. The man in a kayak racing to bring his Nesachim on a Bama's Yachid, which reminds us, the Gemara brings a Malchukas whether Nesachim were brought on a Bama's Yachid. So the man in a kayak racing to bring his Nesachim on a Bama's Yachid saw a man on shore do Malika and then offered the bird Bechutz, who was Pater, which reminds us, the next Mishnah states that one who performed Malika on a bird Bifnim and was then Ma'ala at Bechutz, he's chai for the Ha'alah, but since it was fit for burning on the Mizbeach, having been properly slaughtered. If he did both Bechutz, he's exempt not only for the Malika, but also for the Ha'alah, since the Malika was invalid and the bird is in a Vela and unfit for the Mizbeach. So the man in a kayak racing to bring his Nesachim on a Bamas Yachid saw a man on shore do Malika and then offered the bird Bechutz, who was Pater. And then told a fellow kayaker with a sheep who was planning to shecht in the base of Migdash at night and then offer Bechutz that he would be chayv, which reminds us, Ziri says Rabbi Shimon is arguing with the Tanakhama about Shechitas Laila, shechting the carbon at night. The Tanakhama says that if he shechted it bifnim at night, he's exempt for a subsequent halah, but if he shechted the Bechutz, he's liable for the halah. To this, Rabbi Shimon says that just like he's liable for halah after Shechita Bechutz, he's also liable for the halah after Shechita bifnim. Daf Kuf Yud Beis. So the Siman Daf Kuf Yud Beis is a Rubik's Cube. So here goes. The Kohen who was so distracted by his Rubik's Cube, that must be more on Daf Kuf Yud Beis. The Kohen was so distracted by his Rubik's Cube while walking the Sir Mishtalech to the mountain that he told his friends to sacrifice a bochutz, which they would be pater for. Which reminds us, the 14th parak begins, Paras chatzas shesraf achutz megita, chatzas cow, meaning a parduma, which one burned, Rashi says, hashakted, outside of its designated pit, or a ser mishtalech, which one sacrificed at the mikdash, he's pater because the pasuk says, vel pesach olmod v'hoviu, and he did not bring it to the entrance of the tent of meaning teaching, koshe in rui levoi el pesach olmod, anything which is not fit to come to the entrance of the olmod, one is not chayv for offering a bechutz. So the Kohen was so distracted by his Rubik's Cube while walking the Sir Mishtalech in the mountain that he told his friends to sacrifice a bechutz, which they would be pater for, was trying to solve the six-sided cube with each side showing a different stage of Iser Veheter Bamos, which reminds us the mission then lists the six periods in history when Bamos were permitted and forbidden. So the Kohen, who was so distracted by his Rubik's Cube while walking the Sir Mishtalech to the mountain that he told his friends to sacrifice a bechutz, which they would be pater for, was trying to solve the six-sided cube with each side showing a different stage of Iser Beheter Bamos, and discarded the instruction manual that showed what someone who brought prohibited karbanos outside the Mikdash would be liable for, which reminds us we learn the various violations of sacrificing bechutz depending on when the person was makdish the karban and when he was makrivet. Daf Kuf Yud Gimel, so the similar Daf Kuf Yud Gimel is a geek. So here goes. The geek, that must mean we're on Daf Kuf Yud Gimel, backwards. The geek obsessed with the Paraduma who discovered the pit where it was typically burned, but one time wasn't, which reminds us, the Mishnah taught that if the Paraduma was burned or shechted chutz megita outside its pit, one is not liable for avodah b'chutz. Amoraim debate the meaning of chutz megita outside of its pit. So the geek obsessed with the Paraduma who discovered the pit where it was typically burned, but one time wasn't, was shocked to find bones from the marble there, which reminds us, Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish argue, if Eretz Yisrael is beduka, automatically considered inspected and free of tumas meis. The basis of this machlokas is whether the flood came to Eretz Yisrael, resulting in a concern that the bones of those who died there are present. So the geek obsessed with the paraduma who discovered the pit, where it was typically burned, but one time wasn't, was shocked to find bones from the marble there, as well as the giant Re'im's horn lying in the massive footprint of Og, who survived the flood, which reminds us. The Gemara asks, according to Reish Lakish, how did the Re'im, a gigantic creature, survive the Mabul? Although the Gemara answers that the tip of its nose was inserted into the Teva, it objects that it should have died from the boiling water. The Gemara counters that the Teva itself should have been destroyed since the pitch should have melted. Furthermore, where did Og Melchabashan stand? Therefore, it concludes that a nace happened, that the waters were cooled at the sides of the Teva. Daf Kuf Yud Dalet, so the Simmer Daf Kuf Yud Dalet is a kiddie park. So here goes. The newborn Vlado's Kachim going down the slide of the kiddie park. Kiddie park? That must be on Daf Kuf Yud Dalet. The newborn Vlado's Kachim going down the slide of the kiddie park, who were possible for a carbon because they were Esam Lekhaim from before they were born, which reminds us, the Gemara discusses Vlado's Kachim, offspring of Kachim, which become disqualified as the Esnan and Klein from before they were born. So, the newborn Vlado's Kachim going down the slide of the kiddie park, who were possible for a carbon because they were Esam Lekhaim from before they were born. Watch one Rebbe tell the goats in the Gilgal class that they were premature to go on the Shiloh swing, and therefore were Mechusar Zman, and one is only Chayv Alos Haseh if sacrificed, which reminds us Gilgal was considered Mechusar Zman, premature relative to Shiloh regarding obligatory karbanas, which could not be brought until Shiloh, and Alos Haseh prohibited bringing them during Gilgal. So the newborn Vlado's Kachim going down the slide of the kiddie park were possible for a carbon because they were Esam Lekhaim from before they were born. Watch one Rebbe tell the goats in the Gilgal class that they were premature to go on the Shiloh swing and therefore were Mechusar Zman and one is only Chayv Alos Haseh if sacrificed. While inside another Rebbe told his boys preparing an Ashim for the Matzor B'chutz play to make sure to announce they were bringing it Lishmo in order to be pater, which reminds us, the Chachamim in the Mishnah exempt one who brings a carbon b'chutz prematurely, including where the owner is not yet ready, such as the Ashim of a Mitzvah before the end of his purification process. Rav Chilki Bar Tuvi said this is only true if he shechted the Ashim l'shmo, but if he shechted it shelo l'shmo, he is chayv, since an Ashim shechted shelo l'shmo is fit to be brought inside the Mikdash, since karbon sacrifice shelo l'shma are valid. Alright, so now it's time to conclude their pop quiz of 10 questions. Which stuff do you know if one did Malika on an oaf outside the base of Mikdash and then offered it up? He would be putter. That's on Duff. Kufyat Olive. Good. Number 2. Which stuff do we Makok is whether Nesachim were brought on a Bamas Yachid? That's on Duff. Kufyat Olive. Good. Number 3. Which stuff do you know the Kush Barku was sanctified through the deaths of Nadav and Aviyu? That's on Duff. Kuftes Vav. Good. Number 4. Which stuff during the Gilgal was considered Mechusar Zman, premature relative to Shiloh regarding obligatory karbanos, which could not be brought until Shiloh? That's on Daf. Kufya Dalad. Good. Number 5. Which stuff to the question, if only the Kometz was offered and not the Lavona, does the Kometz permit part of the Shiraim parallel to itself? That's on Daf. Kufyud. Good. Number 6. Which stuff to discuss when the avoda was taken from the Bechoros and given to Kohanim? That's on Daf. Kuftes Vav. Good. Number 7. Which stuff to learn that one would be pater for bringing the paraduma or the seor mishtaleach b'chutz because they're unfit for bifnim? That's on Daf. Kufyud Beis. Good. Number 8. Which stuff does the Mishnah list 6 periods in history when bamos were permitted and forbidden? That's on Daf. Kufyud Beis. Good. Number 9. Which stuff during the Karban Pesach during the other days of the year brought Lo Shmo is valid as a Shlamim? That's on Daf. Kuftes Vav. Great. And number 10. Which stuff during about the various violations of sacrifice in Bechutz depending on when the person was Makdish the Karban and when he was Makrivet? That's on Daf. Kufyud Beis. Excellent. That concludes today's shiur. This is Rabbi Avraham Goldar from Zichri wishing you a great day and great learning.